There are a few core tenets of community policing. One of them is officers are assigned to a geographical area, and they're assigned there for a long period of time with the idea that they get to know the neighborhood, get to know that part of the community, and maybe can get ahead of things before they actually happen. How possible is this in Bloomington? Is this something that you would be interested in ever implementing?
Well, first of all, I think all of our officers should be involved in some form of community policing because they all have assigned patrol areas every time they go out. Now, with us, we do have officers that kind of bid per their shifts, their patrol areas, so they are actually in certain areas for long periods of time, so that helps. But I think what the public doesn't realize is, say, you're an officer on 3 to 11s, or maybe day shift, and you change shifts, your patrol might change as well.
Your geographical area itself.
Yeah, okay. Your geographical area.
So it's fair to say that you implement that geographical idea in some respects, but not on a long-term basis. I mean, like years at a time, but maybe a year at a time. So you've seen some success from that.
Yes, the shift bids are, yes.
So another one of the core tenets of community policing is foot patrols. Getting out, whether it's on a bike, getting out on the foot a lot as opposed to staying in the cars. Is this something that you do a lot, or is it practical for Bloomington to be out on foot a lot?
We do have foot patrols.
I mean, a little bit? Or?
Well, obviously seasonally.
Right.
But no, we do have officers on bike patrols, and I would like, and we're going to this year again, try to get officers out of their cars more. But there's a two-pronged thing. You're out of your car more, but if you have to respond to something, if you're too far away from your car, it reduces your response time as far as if something is occurring, maybe, you know, a mile away or something within your same patrol. So you kind of balance it out.
So ideally, if you had more resources, you could have more foot patrols and more people in the cars then.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I can always do a lot when I have more resources.
Yeah.
But even without that, we encourage officers to get out their vehicles when they can and talk to people and engage people. And, you know, sometimes people are a little taken back because maybe they've only seen or heard things and never have an officer just say hello, conversely. And then we have some officers who are a little shy about that because of the way, you know, the atmosphere is sometimes that they don't know how to be treated. I just tell officers to be consistent because when you're consistent and being professional and congenial, then people will understand that you're genuine in what you're trying to do, and hopefully it comes back.
One of the criticisms of community policing across the country has been that it gets embraced at the top levels of law enforcement agencies, but it often doesn't get down to the street level, to the cops themselves. And there's a video out from a couple years ago, and it is a couple years ago, it is one single video that doesn't show a Bloomington police officer in a great light. He was trying to do community policing, as he called it, come up to a couple of guys on the street who weren't exactly embracing the officer to start with, and then he got a little kind of sassy himself. Does what you're preaching, does that get down to the street level?
Well, first of all, I did see the video, and I will have you know that after that video was up, now bear in mind, I don't watch all the Facebook and everything. There are people who do that. That was taken down quickly by that person, and I will say that obviously it does get down to that level because that's what that officer was out there doing, and there are many viewpoints on how that conversation went because obviously it was kind of narrated from the beginning. I actually told that officer, do not stop doing what you were trying to do. That obviously was not the best contact, but that is not how everybody feels. So if you want to know if our officers try to get out and do that, they do.
But there was sort of a condescending conversation on both sides.
Right, but I believe it started out condescending. And, you know, we do have to, you know, we talk about that. We have to be above that. But one thing people have to realize is that, you know, we are human too. But we try to be above that. And could we do better in times? Yes, we can. And we strive to do that, and we learn from it. But I would hopefully don't think that people, regardless of what you think of that, that's just one video. That is not indicative, regardless of what side you're on, because we have a lot of positive contacts with the public.
You're guessing in that case, the officer could have just backed off and just said, all right, maybe another time. Obviously, they were receptive to the officer at that time.
Yes, that was an option that he could have chosen. But do I want that officer to stop engaging people altogether?
Right.
Absolutely not.
Another tenet is prevention as opposed to reacting, you know, problem-solving policing as opposed to reacting to events. How much of a part of the Bloomington Police Department do you incorporate that idea?
Well, we incorporate a lot of prevention. Our presence, even in of itself, helps prevent crimes. When we put up the cameras in certain areas, high crime areas, it's there to prevent crime. Now, also, we have them in areas where we have some crashes and we're moving to have more cameras. It's not to surveil people, but if we have an area that has a lot of crime, and I'm talking about our overt cameras, you know, that does help. We also do crime prevention through environmental design. Like, say, you know, when our neighborhood focus team is out by businesses or even by some people's residences, in areas that we may have had certain types of crimes, we might tell them, you know, if you cut your hedges down some so people can see your windows, then that helps you because people can't hide behind those and maybe break in your house.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. We're talking community policing with Bloomington Police Chief Brandon Hefner. I'm John Norton. One of the converging things with community policing is the militarization of police and programs like Stop and Frisk. A few months ago, the Pantograph put out a report about the first 6 months of 2016, how the number of people that were stopped, that were searched, and the numbers didn't look good for blacks especially because they were pulled over at a higher rate than whites and frisked at a higher rate than whites, but what was found on them was less than what was found on whites. Could you talk about that, and can you talk about how maybe that could make certain groups in town a little less or a little more wary of the police department?
Well, what you have to understand was that was done by someone who just, they got the information regarding the stops from our department, but they kind of created their own basis in regards to, like, patrols and different things. And actually, if you look at it, there were actually more whites stopped.
Right, but the percentage,
A higher percentage of blacks were stop and frisk. Now, first of all, I just want to be very clear. We do not have a stop and frisk program.
Okay.
That's what they did in New York. That's what happened in a couple other places. I don't tell an officer who they need to stop or frisk. First of all, there's a law called the Terry Stop, where if an officer feels a crime may be possible about to occur or there's a safety issue, they can pat a person down and do that. So factors you have to take in consideration were, yes, the numbers are what they were as far as that, but how they looked at them is kind of different because about 99% of those stop and frisks that occurred everywhere were all in our high crime areas.
Community policing is about developing relationships with individuals, with groups in town. How do you feel your relationship is with various groups in town?
I think for the most part, pretty good. And just because your relationship isn't good, that doesn't represent everybody. There are certain groups in town that want to give the impression, I would feel, in social media and others, that that's how everyone within that particular ethnicity feels. Far from the truth. I will tell you that there's a person who is a part of a certain group that came to a focus meeting that I had and said some negative things, and then later on, after the community house was approved by the council, came and told me they supported the community house, and after seeing the work that it went in and the background on it, because they were not aware of all that information before, fully supported it and had actually supported us. They just had a different narrative at the time.
Bloomington Police Chief Brandon Hefner, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you coming in again.
Thank you.